Hello, this is Fiona Ritchie and you're with me for The Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. Tony McManus is a Scots guitarist whose music ranges from the melodies of Robert Burns to Charles Mingus. But no matter where his music takes him, he carries along his love of the music of Brittany. That was a suite of Reday dance tunes from Brittany to accompany one of the popular circle dances there. These dances are most often given a full outing at Fest Knowes, the Breton night dances, and Tony McManus learned these tunes from a band who will have played at one or two such gatherings, Penhu School. Meeting them and hearing their music had a big effect on Tony McManus, who has included a little music from Brittany on each of his albums. We'll hear Penhu School and various of the band's members as we journey through this magical music on the Thistle and Shamrock this week. Like the most resilient of the world's musical traditions, there's a lot of activity around the music of Brittany, taking hold of the traditional music and making it live, using tradition as a starting point towards new music, a contemporary Breton sound often voiced through traditional instruments. And we'll get into as much of it as we can this week. Annie Ibrell is a master of the Gwers, the unaccompanied lament ballad from Brittany, and Davy Spillane joins her on Illan Pipes for Argalon Digor. We're going to look forward to the Breton fiddle of Christian Lemaitre coming up too. First, another of these infectious Breton dance rhythms, Boule et Guirlande and a Ball Pleen from Scolvan. Thank you. Gavotin, recorded as part of the Celtic Fiddle Festival trio Christian Lemaître, and that set of tunes there from central Brittany. Annie Ibrell sang Ar Galon Digor, a lament, and Skolvan got the music going, all from Brittany this week, as we journey through the magical traditional music of the northwestern Celtic corner of France. Christian Lemaître, the fiddler you just heard, was first heard by us all in the mid-80s in the first Breton band to tour in the United States, Cornog. They've reformed and recorded again, and we have a set of Danse Pline from Cornog up ahead. You'll hear names of band members scattered throughout this week's music in various projects. The band's instrumental sets are arranged around an unlikely vocal centrepiece, you might think, for a band from Brittany. He's a Scotsman, Jamie McMenemy, who first toured Brittany with Battlefield Band in the 1970s. He fell in love with the place and has made it his home ever since. His contribution of a Scottish song and bouzouki rhythm to Breton music are cherished by Bretons themselves, two of whom joined Jamie for an unusual arrangement of a tune usually heard only on pipes, Scotland the Brave. Joining Jamie McMenemy are Patrick Mollard and Alain Gentil. First, his Cornog colleague Jean-Michel Voyon with Air Pasquer and Stella Splendance.
Thank you. Hark, when the night is falling, hear, hear the pipes are calling, loudly and proudly calling, down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood leaping, high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland will mountain him, high may your proud standards gloriously wave. Land, O my high endeavour, land, O the shining river, land, O my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Misty islands, out by the purple islands, brave are the hearts that be beneath Scottish skies. Wild are the winds to meet you, staunch are the friends that greet you, kind as the love that shines from fair maiden's eyes. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland my mountain hymn, high may your proud standards gloriously wave. Land, O my high endeavour, land o' the shining river, land o' my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Far off in sunlit places, sad are the Scottish faces, yearning to feel the kiss of sweet Scottish rain. Where tropic skies are beaming, love sets the heart a dreaming, longing and dreaming for the homeland again. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland my mountain hymn, high may your proud standards gloriously wave. Land, O my high endeavour, land o' the shining river, land o' my heart forever, Scotland the brave.
Thank you.
Cornog and a Danse Pleen. Member of the band, Jamie McMenemy, sang for us. A bit of an odd choice, you might have thought, for a programme of Breton music, Scotland the Brave. But with Patrick Mollard and Alain Gentil backing him up on pipes and bass guitar, this honorary Breton was in very good company. Also from the Cornog lineup, Jean-Michel Vaillant opened with two melodies on his wooden flute. We're going to continue with more of the intoxicating melodies of Breton music here on Thistle, and we will have a playlist for you online this coming week at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Alain Stivell is a Breton music pioneer, the father of the worldwide renaissance in the playing of the Celtic harp, and the first artist really to create a pan-Celtic sound going back to the 70s, while other artists from Celtic lands at that time were mostly pursuing their own individual national musics. You'll hear Alain Stivell leading the traditional Can Ha Discan song and reply style of vocal music for dancing coming up. More Cornog members again in the lineup of Penhu Scuaim this time, and here first is Morgan with Tutuig. Thank you. Penwskulma, band lineup including members from other legendary groups from Brittany, Cornog and Gwers. Alan Stivell gave us a taste of Breton vocal dance music and we heard harper and singer Morgan. A Bagad is the Breton pipe band formation inspired into being in the 1930s by the Scottish pipe band movement. Bagadu often mix traditional tunes with new compositions, contemporary arrangements, as you'll be hearing with the venerable 50-plus-year-old Bagad Bro Kemperl coming up next with Le Rêve de Sam, followed by the dreamy Breton accordion of Alan Penek. He's joined by Swy Sibiril, a member of two of the bands we've heard so far. First, stand by for Bagad Bro Kemperl.
Thank you. réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal. La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
La langue de chez moi
peut sembler chargée.
La langue de chez moi
peut sembler chargée.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal. La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
Et la langue de chez moi
sent bon le rural.
La langue de chez moi
sent bon le rural.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
La langue de chez moi
n'attend pas de merci.
La langue de chez moi
n'attend pas de merci.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
La langue de chez moi
connaît la musique.
La langue de chez moi
connaît la musique.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
La maliqueta réal, n'aimait l'oiseau dit d'amal.
They're always fun. The sound of Sonne Rien Du, a band with a very long and colourful history in Brittany, and they sang La Langue de Chez Moi. Alan Pinnock played a hanter draw on accordion, joined by Swy Sibiril on guitar, and the Breton pipe band Bagad Bro Kemperl got that set of music started off for us in fine style. Maggie Sansone still to come here on Thistle. It's a Fiona Ritchie production coming to you each week from Scotland, and I'm Fiona Ritchie. We post a playlist of our programmes online. You can look for it this coming week at thistleradio.com, or just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to us here at the Thistle and Shamrock, PO Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106, and we'll send you a set of recent programme playlists, including this one, Musical Brage. Well, we have Maggie Sansone and friends here for you with what else but more Breton dance tunes. Hope you enjoy them. See you next week. Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of free concerts in the United States. Schedules at musicpf.org.